Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. It is a pleasure to be joined in the studio by Deirdre Bryant today. This is terrific. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Ed. It's lovely to be here.
It is terrific to have you here. And so as we sat down and thought about some of the things we were going to do on the show, you brought up this story that I kind of just saw on my CNN app and really didn't pay attention to it. But then when you started to talk about it, it was something that is just made for this show. And when you hear the headline, you will understand why. Doctors remove 40 knives from man's stomach in India. Gee, there's something you don't hear of every day.
How does that happen?
This is from New Delhi. Again, this is from CNN. A man in India spent 2 months swallowing knives and had 40 of them surgically removed from his stomach, according to the doctor who led the operation. He had a wild urge to consume metal. Even for us, the experienced surgeons, it was frightening. This according to the lead surgeon. First of all, why would you put even one knife in your mouth?
Well, obviously there's a problem.
I would think so.
A big problem. Now, you have problems with alcohol, you have problems with cigarettes, but Knives.
The surgeon went on, "We were so nervous. A small mistake could have taken the patient's life. In my 20 years of practice, I have never seen anything like it." The idea that you can actually fit 40 knives into your stomach, down your esophagus, the whole thing, without causing major damage to yourself is incredible.
And I understand some of them were pocket knives, or all of them. They were either, some were open, some were closed.
Yes. They found foldable knives, and when fully extended, were about 7 inches long. The patient, says he swallowed some knives folded and some unfolded. When we took out the knives, some were found folded, some were open, some had even started to rust, and some were broken. Now, you know, if you're going to eat knives, at least don't eat the rusty ones.
Well, that's what I didn't understand. Were they rusty before he ate them, or did they start to rust while they were in his stomach?
Good point. Because if you're, you know, if you're going to chance the knives, you don't want to chance tetanus at the same time.
That's not a good thing.
The patient, a 42-year-old father of two, told CNN he's feeling much better. Quote, "I'm sorry I let my family down. I'll be forever thankful to doctors and the hospital staff for saving my life." Now, the doctor said that the patient is out of danger. He is set to be discharged in a couple of days. It does lead into the conversation as to what people will go to and to what extents they will go to for whatever addiction he or she may have.
I know. We shouldn't be laughing because obviously, there's a very serious problem there.
Mm-hmm.
Why someone would be addicted to metal. Now, heavy metal, I understand that addiction, but
that's music.
Yeah, exactly. But this kind of metal?
Wow. This is really amazing. And he even says here, "I just enjoyed its taste." Now, I never knew that metal had a taste.
Mm.
Maybe I haven't experienced enough metal tasting in my life. Maybe that's good. I'm imagining you haven't either.
Maybe you don't bite your fork.
No, well, see, I don't. See, that's a good thing. Now, here's something, and I just thought about this. We just bought all new silverware this weekend. Oh, my goodness. If it does have a taste, I guess I will find out what
find
that
out.
Taste is. See? Wow. And we even talked about this off the air. There is such a compulsion with knives. There is an infomercial. I don't know what the company is. It's on late at night, and it's called The Knife Show. And they will sell these huge arrays of knives. You can get 57 knives for only $27.95. Why does someone need so many knives? It makes no sense to me.
The scariest show on television.
It really is.
And you look at some of the people who are selling those knives.
Yes.
And
yes.
You wonder, what is going on here?
What is going on in Jim Bob's life as to why
right.
he... And first of all, how did he get into possession of all these knives? And you can buy all of these knives. Just, you know, you dial the 800 number, you go on the website, and all of a sudden you've got this mini arsenal almost of knives. To me, it makes absolutely no sense at all. And that's when you run into situations like this of people eating the knives.
Cutco is about as far as I go.
And that's about it.
Do you have a Cutco set?
Yes.
Everyone does?
Everybody does. See, and that's as far as we go, and that's all you need, and it will take care of you for the rest of your life.
That's right.
Plus, it comes with a 30-year guarantee, so you don't need anything
else.
Exactly. And there you go. Wow, this is quite the story. Again, this from CNN, and it's interesting. You know, you start scrolling on your CNN app, and you start going beyond the major headlines, and you run into juicy stories like this. Things like this you really can't find anywhere else except on this show. And it's funny, the doctor actually tried to be a little funny at the end of this. He said maybe the patient needs to try spinach from now on. Eating spinach, it may not taste as good, but it'll be much healthier otherwise.
There's a thought.
There's a big thought. Wow. So this, I have to give you credit for bringing this to my attention, because these are the stories that we love to cover on this show. You're new to the show, and these are things, water cooler talk. People love stuff like this because not everybody eats knives.
Little gems.
Little gems. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Where are you likely to overspend? Name the places where you're likely to blow the budget and maybe go in debt. Here's the social science of it. First off, parents are likely to overspend on their children, especially during the holiday. The typical kid asks for 4 or 5 presents, and the typical parent gives 7 to 10. We also overspend on our pets. There are entire stores devoted to Fluffy and Fido. We're also likely to overspend when it comes to college. The difference between state and private college is astronomical. Finally, we're likely to overspend on weddings. What's the cheap psychological trick? Humans spend more when emotions are out of control. To avoid overspending, just put time between you and any purchase. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30, afterburners are on, he's gone, touchdown, Irish!
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouth guards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.